Denver's best mix of music.
You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast.
Right here at Mix
Your Boys
100.
In the Morning.
At the moment,
on Mix
though,
100.
Our lives are jam-packed with wonderful people who want to play Rattle Off. Jeremy, please say hello to Alora.
Well, good morning, Alora.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I love that name. What's the origin of Alora?
My mom got it from the movie Willow with Val Kilmer. I think it came out in like early 90s.
You mean Mad Mardigan?
Yes.
What a great movie. Who was Alora in that movie?
That is the princess baby that they're trying to get to her like rightful throne and whatnot and get past the witch and all that.
It's, oh, fun.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
That's cool.
Hmm.
All right.
Trying to think of anybody else I know who's been named after movie characters. There has to be. You know, there was a story that was out the other day that was listing all of the suddenly very hot baby names that people are taking from celebrities' babies' names.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of them. So, like, if a celebrity has a baby and gives it some unusual name, suddenly, you know, there will be 1 million children that have that name. But you are the first Alora I've ever
encountered. It's a beautiful name.
So
I'm special. I get it all the time. Thank you.
You are special. What do you do for a living?
I am an insurance agent.
Very good.
All right, good.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
I'm ready.
Now, I hate to keep going back to the well and doing the same one, but for the third day in a row, I'm going to try one that we cannot seem to get a winner with. Didn't work Tuesday, didn't work yesterday. It's five artists or bands, musical artists or bands, whose name begins with the letter J, as in Jumping Jack. Five artists or bands that begin with J. Could this be the day?
Come on.
Ready and go.
Five artists begin with a J. I cannot think of any.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, no.
Let's hold on to it. We're gonna keep.
I'm not gonna give
keep
up
trying
on this one.
This one.
I'll tell you. I'm telling you.
Darn it.
Oh no. But you know what? We really enjoyed talking with you, and I hope you sell a couple of really big policies today. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Thanks, Alora. Bye bye. Very good. Jeremy, next up, it's Bridget.
Oh,
hello, Bridget. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What are you doing?
What are you doing
right
now?
What are you doing right now?
Sorry, just parked the car. Safety first.
Safety first.
I would have to disagree with that. I think your boys in the morning come first.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Then the safety.
Where did you just park your car?
In the garage. So.
Oh, okay. That's good. You're home.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you can relax and play the game.
Good timing. Yeah.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I am a stay-at-home mom for four lovely kiddos.
That's a more than a full-time job.
Yeah, it is.
It's a bit, yeah.
Are all four in school?
No.
Not
this year.
Yeah.
That voice.
What a pain.
No.
Huh? No. Hopefully in the fall.
Mm.
What's for dinner tonight?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe pancakes.
Tostadas. Oh. Tostadas is usually our go-to for an easy night.
Pancakes for dinner is fantastic.
Actually, make pancakes and then spread refried beans and cheese on top of them.
Why not?
Pancake tostadas. Why not?
Yeah.
So, I got to tell you, Bridget, I'll do a little plug for my wife on her little food site that she's got, gretchenfood.com. You can do a search for pancake.
Mm.
And she has, I think she just calls it Gretchen's Pancakes, and it's the best pancake recipe I've had in my entire life.
Fluffy.
Ooh.
Because she uses half regular flour. Jeremy, you'd be into this. Half regular flour, and then half, oh, crap, what's that other flour? Half.
Way to ruin it.
I know. I shouldn't have said anything until I looked it up. Anyway, it's two different kinds of flour.
It's sawdust.
And you sour the milk with vinegar.
Oh, yeah, I do that. You're basically making buttermilk then.
Yeah, you're making buttermilk.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
secret with hers, though, is she actually puts in two squirts of WD-40 with it. Makes them go right down.
They are the best pancakes I've ever had. I'm going to tell you right now. Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to win?
I am.
Give us five things, Bridget, five things, ingredients, if you will, that you would find in trail mix. Five different things that might be in a bag of trail mix. Ready? And
ready.
Go.
Nuts, M&Ms, chocolate chips, craisins, raisins, cashews.
Did you say raisins and craisins? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I'm going to count the nuts and cashews as the same. They are both nuts, yeah. But raisins and craisins was enough to give you yeah. five. You're a winner!
I love craisins.
They're different.
They are different. They got a little tang to them.
They're really good in oatmeal if you haven't done that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bridge.
All right, Mommy Bridget, thanks. you're the champion today.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. Please stand by, and Josh will tell you about your prize.
Okay.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Don't you like pancakes for dinner, too?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Go ahead, express yourself.
Carb heavy, which I'm not doing, but...
I understand.
I'll tell you, I love pancakes. And I want those vinegar ones that your wife makes.
The vinegar ones
vinegar
are fantastic.
Pancakes.
I'm going to tell you, I'm like you. I'm like trying to stay away from you know bad carbs.
Yeah, yeah.
But I do allow myself Sunday morning pancakes.
Oh, you.
That's the one time a week that I do it.
Naughty. Oh my God. They're naughty.
Dom living on the edge.
I have two of them too. Oh.
Why do I talk to you? Hey, we'll play Rattle Off again tomorrow morning.